Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Welcome back to After Hours. Jay Binkley, JT Noah producing the operation. Hey, don't forget about this, by the way. Andy Reid, by the way, he was just in his 12th title game, right? AFC or NFC title game, going back to Philadelphia or Kansas City. He's been head coach for 26 years now. 46% of the seasons he has coached, he has gone to the AFC or NFC title game. Think about that for a second. 46%. Whenever you sit there and think the guy's won one Coach of the Year award and Kevin Stefanski's won two. Hell, Matt Nagy on the staff has one. But now it's time to be joined by NFL Network, a guest. Love having these guys on. Cameron Wolf does a great job as an NFL Network insider. You can see Cam throughout the week on NFL Network Super Bowl coverage, including a special 8.5-hour edition of NFL Game Day Morning, Super Bowl Sunday, starting at 8 o'clock a.m. Central. Cam Wolf, welcome to the program, my friend.
Appreciate you having me, man. Thanks. It's going to be a fun couple weeks ahead.
Oh, Cameron, when you getting to New Orleans? When you getting there? When you get there on Sunday?
Sunday, so I'll be there all week, you know? I get there Sunday early afternoon, and I'll be there through game day, so I'll get the full fix. Hopefully, I don't get too many hurricanes before game day.
You know what? Or snow. Hopefully, I don't get snow anymore, man. I mean, they don't know what to do. They didn't have snow plows.
So, I know, right? I feel like I've been all playoffs in the cold weather. I was hopeful New Orleans would give us a break, but man, apparently not. Looks like snow everywhere. But I took a look at the forecast, and it looks like we'll get a lot of 50s and 60s for game week, and obviously Sunday they'll play in the dome. So. Hopefully we get a little break on the cold.
Well, Cameron, love when to have you guys on Good Morning Football and they have you in studio or they check with you online, but I love when you're actually in studio with them. It makes it fun. And we'll see a lot
Thank you, man.
What are you looking forward to down here? Because I know last year during opening night, the Chiefs got booed a lot. You knew that would happen in Vegas. Yep. I mean, it's clear it's not far from the 49ers. You know the 49ers have a bunch of fans, but it's not like people love the Eagles either. The Eagles are this lovable team. I mean, Detroit would have been, Washington would have been, they would have been that lovable team. And I get it, people hate the Chiefs, but that means they have to like the Eagles. And I don't know if they necessarily will either. But New Orleans is a little bit different than going out to a rival arena out in Vegas, the Death Star there. Much different New Orleans. So you still expecting them to get booed? Are people going to put their feelings aside or will they still get booed?
No, they'll still get booed, I imagine. I wish I could tell you differently, but there's this weird thing going on with the Chiefs, and I'll say it. It's nothing different than this. you know, when the Patriots had their run, you start to get tired of teams who win all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a mixture of a little jealousy, a little hate, and just a fatigue through America. And that's no fault to the Chiefs. They want to keep winning. They don't care about any of that. But I think there's probably an overall feel of, man, can somebody else take it from them? And I think that's the word. Somebody's got to take it from them. The Bills had their chance. They didn't take it from them. Philadelphia is going to have their chance. If they don't take it from them, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to win their third straight title. And so they'll certainly get some boos. I think a lot of the referee stuff is just an element of that. People trying to grasp onto something to try to take down this seemingly unstoppable force. And the reality is they're going to have to hope the Eagles do it, because nobody's going to stop Patrick Mahomes without an amazing effort.
You know, I watched Julian Edelman today that was on with Rich Eisen, and he was talking about it. And saying sometimes people are just better and you know, they're more disciplined and they're not going to get the calls. But I think the narrative has gotten so crazy and the tinfoil hats have gotten so wild that people will see that, you know, a play didn't go their way here and there and they'll flip out. But they didn't watch the other NFL games. It's not like there's great officiating in the NFL. It's not like they didn't watch Sam Darnold get his face mask ripped off at SoFi against the Rams. And a safety was called. I mean, that was a terrible – there was terrible calls each and every week in the NFL, but they get swept under the vogue, including plays that happened against the Chiefs. They lost two games because of this last year. I think people forget that when Kelsey lateraled across the field against the Bills to Kadarius Toney, they called offensive offside.
And
That is never called, because the receivers always check with the receiver on the sideline. They never called it. They called it against the Chiefs. It cost them a game against the Bills. But it's like selective memory when people watch this. People act like the officials are good, except when the Chiefs play. They're not.
No. I think the element of this whole thing is there are always going to be plays missed on both sides. If you are rooting for or against a team, you're only going to see the one elements of it. You're going to be blinded. You know, you're going to have selective memory. But I think what you said earlier is a key part of this. Like, as I was doing a little homework on the game leading into it, it was so interesting to me that there have been 12 straight games, I believe, before this one, and now 13, that the Chiefs have not been penalized more than their opponent. So it's showing you that the Chiefs don't get penalized a lot. The takeaway from people who are against the Chiefs will be, oh, the refs are cheating for me. My takeaway is that's incredible discipline taught by Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, that their offense, their defense, is consistently the more disciplined and less penalized team. I don't think there's some conspiracy from the NFL. I think the NFL, to be frank, would love a parity, because that's what gets everybody interested in the teams. If you know, the Chiefs win one year, the Eagles win another year, the Bills win, that creates a level of competition that keeps everybody going. And so I don't think this is some conspiracy. I think it's just a really well-disciplined team that plays football the right way. And for some people, that can be born. But, you know, dynasties can be born. I think a lot of people thought the Patriots dynasty was born, but you know who didn't? The Patriots. You know who doesn't think this dynasty is born? The Chiefs. And so I definitely felt it as I was, you know, covering this game and I was in the locker room. There's a lot of disdain from Chiefs players about it. They don't like the feel of it. But the reality is if they keep winning, there's nothing anybody can say about
it. And the one thing about it too, Cameron, is, and I've told this to other, you know, cities when they have you do like live hits to talk about the Chiefs or whatever. I'm like, do you think 31 other owners check their egos in at the door? Because they all have egos. Yeah. Of course they do. You think they checked it in and say, you know what? Let's let Kansas City win everything. You know what? Let's let the middle America team win everything. Let's let the Chiefs do it. That's just like the most ridiculous thought. And what I hate about it is, and I wasn't going to get wrapped up in this, and I don't want to be because I don't think it's a story, but it's almost like they're poo-pooing what they're doing. I mean, Mahomes going to seven straight AFC title games. He hadn't turned the ball over in nine games now. People thought he was a turnover machine at the beginning of the year. That hasn't been the case. He threw for more yards than Josh Allen actually did this season. He's only gone to the AFC title game or the Super Bowl, and his only two losses in the AFC title game came in overtime, and one of them, Cameron, came against the Patriots and Brady because he won the coin toss and he scored a touchdown at one. The rule has not changed. The rule has not changed. The Chiefs beat the Bills. Mahomes wins the toss, gets a touchdown, they win. Then the rule was changed. But it wasn't changed for the Chiefs against Tom Brady. That stuff cracks me up.
Yeah, I think, you know, my overall takeaway, and I've said this, you mentioned Good Morning Football. I had this take last year before last year's Super Bowl when I was in studio, and I think people were surprised to hear it, but I have immense respect of the for the Chiefs and what they've achieved, and I think Patrick Mahomes' legacy is going to look a lot differently after he retires. I think if his career ended today, you could make an argument that he's the greatest player to ever play this game. And I don't know, people will talk about the rings, but I just think that when you have a player who always shows up and has done it consistently in this short amount of time, it just is the great equalizer. And sometimes it's a psyche thing. Like, as I was watching the Bills, especially in the first half, they were playing a different level of football than I had seen them play all year. And I have no other reason but to think that the psyche of playing the Chiefs, figuring out, thinking, I've got to do something different to beat this team, to beat Patrick Mahomes, that plays a huge factor in games. And I think sometimes teams get a little bit out of composure. You know, the Bills were committing penalties that I didn't normally see them commit. They were making mistakes they don't normally make. And I think teams press. And some of that just comes, you look on the sideline, you see 15, and it's a fear. You know, whether teams say it or not, I think that's the element that people don't talk about enough. When you have the presence of 15, sometimes it's even more than the play of 15. And I think that's what you're seeing consistently when teams play this Chiefs. And I can't wait to see next Sunday, because I think the Eagles have a mentality, unlike some of these other teams, that they may not be afraid of Patrick. They may actually just have to outplay them. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, they're very scary. The Eagles are very scary. They play fundamentally. Their defense is incredible. What they've done, I mean, they haven't got a lot of respect nationally, but, you know, they go out and make deals like Jalen Ramsey, and I thought that a lot of teams made a mistake on that. I host a draft show called Character Concerns as well. He did have some, or not Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Carter, yep.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, they've done a nice job in the draft, and they're where they're at because of the draft. And, you know, here's Jalen Hurts, 26 years old, already in his second Super Bowl.
Yeah. They have been extremely consistent. You know, they won a Super Bowl 5-6 years ago, and they rebuilt, found a new quarterback, and have done it again. I think that deserves a lot of credit, Howie Roseman, that group. And I think they're built very strongly in the trenches. You mentioned Jalen Carter on the D-line. That D-line is really good, but their O-line is probably the best in football.
Jalen Carter was considered a first overall pick for a while.
Yeah,
remember the character concerns came up, and I was like, there is going to be. He was the ninth pick, and I said, there's eight other teams that are going to hate not drafting the next Chris Jones.
You were right, and it's funny because Aaron Donald was on TV, I think, this past week, and said that Jalen Carter is his replacement, like his replacement in the league as far as the next great defensive tackle.
Agreed.
And obviously Chris Jones is the best defensive tackle football right now, but Chris Jones is, you know, towards the end of his career, the latter years. Jalen Carter's probably going to be that next guy for the next 10 years. And you're right. You know, it's one of those situations where you trust your culture, you trust your D-line, you can take a risk like that. Maybe if he goes to a place that's not as set, maybe he has a different career. Maybe he gets himself in trouble, and we're saying, how could you make that top five pick and take that chance on a kid like that? Sometimes situations matter, and they've certainly taken advantage of it. To your point about their defense, they're ranked number one in the league, and I don't think most people know that. As far as yards allowed, they've been incredible, and I can't wait to watch what you mentioned, that defensive front of Philly and how they go about Patrick Mahomes in his quick passing game, because we saw it this past Sunday against the Bills. The Chiefs' offense has changed, and they've had a lot of success with that quick passing, the slants over the middle, and the kind of the ascension of Xavier Worthy in recent weeks has given them that speed factor to go along, where it's not just Travis Kelce or bust. And so that matchup of can they get home to Patrick before he can get the ball off, I think is going to be a huge factor in deciding this game.
Xavier Worthy, somebody we're just talking about, Cameron, and you know, the Bills traded the Chiefs, which is really crazy. Because I remember doing a draft night show, and it's like, Chiefs got to trade, who is it with? And there's Buffalo. And it's like, no way. And I know the people in Buffalo are like, what are they doing? Because they could have had a fifth-year option had they stayed where they're at, but they didn't. But Xavier Worthy, I remember getting the comments and the calls and the text, or text line, that he's too small, he's a one-trick pony. And I was like, people, don't be enamored. They thought I was too enamored by the speed, the 4-2-1 speed. I was like, hey, this guy's been on the radar all year. He led Texas in yards and receptions for 3 straight years. He plays tougher than he is. But you don't lead the University of Texas in catches and yards for 3 straight years and be a strictly 9-route runner. You just can't do that.
Yeah, I think one thing that people forget about Xavier Worthy is that he's a rookie, and rookie receivers are one of the hardest positions to develop to the NFL in year one. I think we get spoiled because we've seen Justin Jefferson, we've seen Ja'Marr Chase have amazing years. Most rookie receivers don't come out and become elite number one receivers from the jump. And so I just think we're finally seeing Xavier Worthy catch up to the NFL game. And over the last month of the season, you've seen his potential. And you talked about his size. I think that's an excuse for a lot of offensive coordinators who don't want to use their skill set to be able to get guys in position to succeed. And the Chiefs have done that really well. They started early getting them in the move with reverses and plays in motion. And as you've seen in recent weeks, he's been able to develop that route tree more and make plays down the field like that, you know, Moss and grab that he made, you know, down the field in the game. Like, that's a play that two small receivers don't make. He had that in his bag, and people just didn't see it yet. So you give guys confidence by getting them the ball as they're trying to figure it out early. Then they pay you back with plays like that down the field. So I think Xavier Worthy changes this offense completely, and I can't wait to see the matchup between him, you know, if he's on him, and Quinyon Mitchell, the other rookie that Philly has at corner. That could be an incredible battle. His speed versus Quinyon's technique. I can't wait.
Quinyon Mitchell's unbelievable talent, but it's been fun to watch Worthy. And there's so many of these shoestring tackles and stuff. It's like, he's going to get stronger. You know, if he makes one guy miss here and there, he's going to go to the house. He just is. But it's funny, cause he is the leading receiver for the Chiefs in the postseason. He was the only receiver to get a catch against the Texans. The only one. They get Kelsey and Noah Gray, the tight ends, got some. But the only receiver, it wasn't Hopkins, it wasn't Hollywood Brown, it was Xavier Worthy, the only receiver getting catches in that game. And, of course, he led them against the Buffalo Bills. It was crazy stuff. But Cameron Wolf, give him a follow on Twitter, at Cameron Wolf, W-O-L-F-E. Of course, the station will be down there in New Orleans as well. He's worked for NFL Network. This guy's a superstar in the making. It's always fun to see him. But you can see Cam throughout the week on NFL Network Super Bowl coverage, including 8.5 hours on NFL Game Day morning, Super Bowl Sunday, man. Just, you know, sit back and watch NFL Network. I know I do. That's a go-to in the morning whenever Good Morning Football comes on, especially Tuesdays, because I love to watch angry runs and who's going to win the scepter. Absolutely love that. But have fun. You guys have any superstars sitting with you or NFL players sitting with you this week, like you had Max Crosby a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. We'll have a bunch. There'll be a lot of guys on set for game day morning. I'll be from the Chiefs. I'll be in the Chiefs hotel all week.
So nice.
I'll be covering the Chiefs. So you'll see me on Good Morning Football. You'll see me on our Super Bowl Live and Insiders. And then, as you mentioned, Sunday morning, game day morning, I'll be up early from the hotel. So, you know, if you want to wake up with us at 8, I'll give you live reports all through the morning as we get into game day. So, I can't wait for it. So, and yeah, on set, we'll have a few surprises for you guys.
Nice.
Some star power for some of the best stars of the league will be on set in studio as well. So whole shebang, know where you want to be. Spend all your morning with us in the afternoon at NFL Network, and then you can switch over and watch the game. So it'll be a blast.
And we'll have the game for you right here as well. So we'll have the game for you and watch some Cameron Wolf. I know I will be. You'll be embedded with the Chiefs, and I think you'll have fun and a lot of good dudes to talk with on that team. Cameron, it's been a real pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the time, man.
Okay, thank you. There's Cameron Wolf right there from NFL Network, and love hearing that stuff and the fact that he's going to be embedded with the Chiefs. I think it makes it so much better. Let's take a look at what the Chiefs have done against elite running backs, because they're going to face one in Saquon Barkley. No question about they're facing a good one with Philadelphia. A game changer as well. I know people have been kind of down on Jalen Hurts because he's not putting up the big yards through the air, but they've been getting it with Saquon Barkley. And to be honest with you, I think he's kind of changing the dynamic of the running back, because they haven't been in vogue lately, right? Are they back in vogue now with Saquon Barkley? We'll discuss that next. 913-586-7965, our phone number.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring. because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back. Jay Binkley, JT Noah, it was Cam Wolf and Cameron Wolf from NFL Network, just posted the new podcast, draft podcast. You know, people wanting to talk about the Shrine Bowl or Senior Bowl, we got it for you. You can listen to it to put you to sleep. Just kidding. Wake up with it. Take it to the gym with you. Take it to the bathroom with you. Take it anywhere and everywhere you want. If you want to talk draft. You like talking draft, JT. I think a lot of people like talking it now.
I like talking a little bit draft, yeah.
It's been delayed because there's other cities that look at it and say, you know, they've got to, there's a lot of people that look at it in other cities that this is the number one topic for them, the NFL draft, because they don't have a quarterback. They're still trying to get one. They're chasing one. And, yeah, Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward probably be the only first-round quarterbacks, I think, going this year. But everybody wants one, but you have to ask yourself, are they going to be good enough to beat Mahomes? Are they good enough to beat Josh Allen? Are they good enough to beat Lamar Jackson? Are they good enough to beat Joe Burrow? I don't believe that answer is yes. Are you good enough in the NFC to beat Jalen Hurts? I don't think so.
I don't think for this particular draft you have to say, can I beat Jalen Hurts? Because I think, as much as I might sound like a knock here, but I think Jalen Hurts is being carried by his surrounding pieces. Like, he's in a great offensive roster piece where you have...
But you need the quarterback to kind of hold the glue, you know.
But he's also been injured.
I know. But he's, you know, he didn't play like it.
Oh, that's for sure.
He's
still doing
some tush push.
And I'll say this, people saying all the Chiefs can stop the tush push... The Bills don't know what a tush push is. That was like the off-brand. You go to the store and you get it for 50 cents. Just wait until you see what those big boys Eagles can do.
Yeah. What are you doing for the game? Getting plans?
Just having a couple buddies and family over. It's going to be fun in the man cave.
So you don't, yeah. So you keep it limited. Just people you, because when you have Super Bowl parties and stuff, I don't know what people do. What are they, 913-586-7965. I know people get together with their family and friends and stuff and watch the games each and every weekend if they're on the road, or they'll go to the games, of course, when it's in Kansas City. Maybe you're traveling to New Orleans. Maybe you've already been to a couple Super Bowls. You say, you know what? Already spent so much money. They're going to be going again. We'll set this one out and wait for another one. Maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. Maybe they want to see a different opponent. I don't know. Maybe they're going. Maybe they're going to have a Super Bowl party. But the worst is when you have somebody at a Super Bowl. Remember we used to not have these things? Remember that? Remember that time way back then, JT, where we didn't go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's when I would actually go to, like, big parties, because it's like, all right, I'll go hang with some buddies, watch a little bit of the game, we'll see it. And I was a chubbier man, so I was like, I'll come with all the food, please. Have at it.
Why were you the chubby man bringing the food? You should be the chubby man eating the food.
I was eating the food. Oh, okay. I'm saying, yeah.
That's what you should do.
Yeah, I'm not bringing no food. I'll eat your food.
That's what you should do. But it's a weird predicament to be in at the Super Bowl parties, because I've always been one of those guys, and I know that, like you doing the post game for like 10 years or something, I was always here, and I'd always be talking about the Chiefs, you know, from in here, which is fine. But yeah, it's kind of fun to see people get together. I remember 21 straight years where they didn't want a playoff game. This is not something that used to happen, man. When I got into sports radio, they both kind of sucked, both the teams, and they're good now. And man, that changes things, man. People in this town are happy. They like going down to Union Station and getting their picture in front of signs. They like to go and buy merchandise, which I did find funny, by the way. There was a Buffalo Bills reporter, like one of their news people, that came here to cover the game. You know, when they reach outside the sports department and get somebody that's in news to go cover a game. And they thought it was funny, and they put on Twitter that there was going to be a sale, pre-sale on Chiefs AFC Championship merchandise. And they tweeted it out, a picture of the merchandise that was going to be on sale. That was Chiefs AFC Champions. And it said, if they win. It said on the disclaimer, it said, if they win. And that was the disclaimer. But they made a big deal, and so people were mad at Chiefs fans for this in Buffalo, right? People like to get mad about everything, right? They get mad. And they were mad. So, and I don't often do it, but I tweeted at the guy, right? A quote journalist, right? And I sent a picture, a screenshot of the same thing in Buffalo. A local sporting goods store in the Western New York area had a pre-sale on Buffalo Bills AFC Champions gear. And here's the thing. This is what teams do. It's not just the Chiefs. All teams do this. They let people, hey, no, if they win, we're going to sell stuff tomorrow. Get here at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. and we'll push merchandise. That's just what they do. Maybe it's because you're in Kansas City and we're used to seeing this and how things work. But Buffalo should know better. He didn't say a word either. He loved to fire those people up as, quote, a journalist who didn't do his job by doing his homework, by looking at both sides of the story, which he should have done, but he didn't do it. He sent the Buffalo Bills perspective that, hey, the Chiefs are already counting this win. They did the same thing, man. They did the same exact damn thing. And I'm not one of those guys either. I mean, maybe early on when they won, like, the division, you'd buy the divisional champions hat, but they've done it 8 straight years. They keep winning AFC title games. Is it even any fun anymore unless they win the whole damn thing to buy anything? I mean, let's be honest. Do you still buy the merchandise?
Not until they win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Like, my girlfriend's like, hey, you going to go get gear? I was like, no. I'll wait till after the Super Bowl if we win. Now, I did see, and it was a leak, so I don't know if it's true, but I saw a leak of what the logos and stuff looked like on the T-shirts. And I do have to say, if it is true what those leaks were, I might be buying the shirt before the Super Bowl because it was like a vintage. It had a teal kind of look to it, and I'm a huge vintage teal kind of guy, so I might have to purchase one of those if it is true that those are what they're going to be wearing on the sidelines.
Will you actually – did you buy all the Royal stuff? Like, it's always October and all that stuff because it was so fresh in the mind. And
I did buy an Always October shirt after they won the wild card round. I wasn't going to buy anything until after the wild card round. I bought one. I was like, you know what? I better buy this. We haven't had this opportunity since 2015, so.
Yeah, I just don't get in the gear anymore. I like the regular stuff that they have, and you know, every year they get the new hats they'll wear for like 4 weeks or something like that. You know, they'll wear the hat with the rope on it that Andy Reid picks one hat, by the way, and he wears it the whole year, and then he wears something to practice. It's his white one. He's been wearing the white Chiefs hat during practices, and he wears the red rope hat during games. Just what he does. But I'm not the let's go buy AFC West champion.
No, sure. No, don't buy AFC West. I buy Super Bowl champion. I also have last year I bought a shirt that says back-to-back champs, and it has like little figurines of like the star players on the team. So it's kind of cool. I've got a Super Bowl jersey that I might have to retire after this year because he might not be on the team no longer, but that's okay. If they win, I can get a white one. I have a red Super Bowl jersey. They wear the white ones this year, so then I have one of each. But those jerseys are expensive. Whew.
What jersey would you buy? I'm just curious.
Yeah, that is a good question. See, I had a Patrick Mahomes regular jersey. Took it to the parade last year. Got multiple signatures on it.
Now, do you believe in body size? You have to be the right body size to have a certain jersey.
Well, I mean, I buy always up one size just so it fits, and I can wear it over a hoodie.
Smart.
But right now I have a Super Bowl Nick Bolton jersey. And if I bought a jersey, I would probably...
Because you're a Mizzou fan too, so makes sense.
Yep. I would probably, if I had to buy another jersey, I would wait till they sign McDuffie and probably get a McDuffie one. Or Xavier Worthy, because, I mean, me and him have the same amount of speed, so it works out. So,
well, I've bought in one jersey.
Can I guess who it was?
Yes.
Derek Thomas.
Nice guess. You nailed it on the first try.
Really?
Yeah. That's the only one I've ever got and the only one I ever will get. But I'm a big believer in body size, too. Like, and I brought it up before. Like, you can't be like 300 pounds and rock Mahomes. You can't stretch the 1-5 out. Like, know your role, man. Throw a 95 on or something. Let's go. Be an offensive line.
So that's what you meant by that. Yeah, I totally get that. I had a Patrick Mahomes one. I feel like I'm a linebacker size. Would you say linebacker?
I'd say linebacker size, yeah. I mean, I don't know, like someone our size, I don't know who's going to pull off Xavier Worthy.
Okay, you're right. I know. I was giving a joke out about it.
No, I know, but we can pull off a Tooney.
Yeah.
A Creed Humphrey. Yeah,
Creed Humphrey.
Chris Jones.
Yeah. If they re-sign Trey Smith.
Leo Chanel, we can pull off.
Yeah, Chanel, yeah. Karlaftis. I think a Carl Office would be
pull
a really
off,
good
be a
one.
Great jersey.
Yeah. See, McDuffie, I'm not the size for McDuffie, but I think McDuffie's the best corner in the game, so.
Well, that's what my son-in-law got. He got a
McDuffie? McDuffie. Yeah.
That's what we got him. It was a gift that we got him.
I would like, I mean, I could get a Noah Gray one. That's an underrated jersey. He had a really, I wouldn't say he had a breakout year, but he had a really good year after signing that extension before the season started. Well, I guess on opening night, but yeah.
Yeah, the worst is when they leave. That's the part. That's why when I've bought hockey jerseys, I won't get anything on the back at all.
Oh, can you do that with hockey jerseys?
Yeah, you can get whatever. Okay. You can get a plain jersey without. Like, I'm not gonna put your own name on it, and not gonna do that. So I just get them plain. Just do the same thing with baseball.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she got me a Bobby Witt Jr. jersey for Christmas.
Which one? Home or road?
It's the blue one. I believe. Yeah, it's the blue one. It's actually, what am I saying? It's the City Connect they wear on the Friday with the found kind of jersey.
So the best looking ones is that one.
Yeah. So she got me that one. I was kind of hoping she would get me a Vinny one because I feel like I'm a Vinny kind of size, but I'll take Bobby because you know Bobby.
Sasquatch.
Yeah. You know Bobby's going to be here for the long haul, so it works out.
No, he is, but the Sasquatch would be a good one. I think those City Connects, and I'm not just saying it because we're here. I'd be honest. I think they're the best-looking City Connect jerseys in the Major League Baseball. I do.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Tell me one better.
I like the Diamondbacks. They're like a snake gray.
Oh, with the snake?
Yeah. The ones they're retiring are the San Diego Padres ones. I'm a huge of the neon color. They have the white with, like, neon pink and...
Too colorful. Not a fan
of
that.
Yeah, I kind of figured you're not a color... You see, no offense, Spink. You feel like a dull kind of guy. You like
what the hell?
You like the blacks, the whites, the grays.
Yeah, I do. I'm very simple when it comes to some things.
That's how my girlfriend feels. I'm like, I wear all the, like, look, I wear black, gray, white, and she's over here popping out the colors. She's like, she's a burst of colors, and I'm over here like, yep, hi, I'm JT. She's like, give me some more energy. It's like, only when it talks sports, I give energy.
Now, I keep things simple. Clothing, not a big clothing guy. Not a big anything guy, to be honest with you. I've had a pretty boring existence the last couple of months and watched a lot of sports shows while being, quote, laid up. So, I've got the good takes and the bad takes and the things that drive me nuts, and a lot of things drove me nuts.
Hey, that makes it for a good show for your first time back.
Yeah. I had to do an EKG, and I still did pregame. I would do it from wherever on the phone. I've still been doing that. A minute and a half left of the Chiefs game against the Broncos when they blocked the kick. They're getting your rating on your heartbeat rate and stuff. I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you honestly think this is going to be an accurate reading? With a minute and a half left, this is going to be an accurate reading. No, it's not.
No, it's not. And my cousin, she was getting engaged as the kick was getting blocked. Her boyfriend was proposing as the kick is getting blocked, and her dad goes,
oh, no, right then?
Her dad goes, well, they won. And then come down, he goes, are you kidding me? They blocked the kick to win, and I missed it because my son had to propose. My aunt was telling me about the whole story about it at dinner. She's like, yeah, he was so upset about how they had to set it up for him. And as the engagement's happening, they blocked the kick. I was like, that's tough.
But anyway, everybody likes talking sports in this town. They just do. I went to a fire station this past weekend, sat there for like an hour. We just BS'd about football. So everyone wants to talk about football. Just talk football, man. We talked a little wildfires in California, but it was mostly Chiefs talk. Love it. Love what those guys do, man. Always appreciate those guys and what they do. Police, fire, you name it. Always good stuff. They always want to talk Chiefs, too. Coming up next, secret plays that the Chiefs have run. And plus, I haven't gotten those running back numbers what the Chiefs have done against them. We'll do that next.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I spend more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex-wearing, diamond ring-wearing, kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, limousine-riding, jet-flying son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
Welcome back, JB Lee, JT Noah. This is from Ric Flair. It's Rick in Georgia. Bringing it down. The Chiefs. Everybody, you know, challenge Saquon, right? That's the guy you think about when you go to sleep. Stop Saquon. Stop him. What Gunther Cunningham used to say, cut the head off the snake, the rest of the body will die. Cut it off. Derrick Henry. Big year, right? Big year. Ran over everybody in the country and couldn't stop him. Chiefs did. 13 carry in the first game. 13 carries, 46 yards for Derek in the opening game. Zach Moss for the Bengals, 12 carries, 34 yards. Bijan Robinson, he had to have hurt the Chiefs on that turf, huh, down in Atlanta. 16 carries, 31 yards. Oh, but what about J.K. Dobbins, comeback player of the year? Not on our team. 14 carries, 32 yards with the Chargers first time around. Alvin Kamara, right? They're not going to stop him or slow him down. 11 carries, 26 yards for Alvin against the Chiefs. They go to Frisco. Jordan Mason, 14 carries, 58 yards. Not very good. Bucky Irving with the Bucks, 7 for 24. Only 95 as a team. Denver the first time around. Audric Estime, 14 for 53. Playing Carolina, Chuba Hubbard, 16 carries, 58 yards. Sincere McCormick with the Raiders, 12 for 64. Gus Edwards and Chargers second time, 10 for 36. You see the point here. They've limited big-time runners, and the scoring defense has been good. The defense is frustrating at times. I get it. They've frustrated me at times, especially when teams pick up third down, third and long, fourth and long. They get it, and they pick it up. It drives me nuts. But they're scoring points a game. They still don't let teams score over 27. They just don't do it. It happens once in a while with the Bills for some reason, but that offense is damn good. But they've been shutting teams out. Spags dials up the right plays at the right time. He saved the corner blitz for the one that Dalton Kincaid missed, and now they're all freaking out in Buffalo because he missed it. Saved the Trent McDuffie blitz. Karloftis hit Josh Allen's great hit. He hits him, knocks him down, but then Dalton Kincaid drops it. Big play for the Chiefs. But he dials it up. They had 8 sacks against the Texans. 8 against C.J. Stroud that can get out and move around a little bit.
That offensive line's trash.
No, it is, but the Chiefs made him pay for it. Again, it's Spags dialing up blitzes at the right time.
Well, yeah, I know that.
And the last play, the last time they played the Eagles had all that credit, man. What are they going to do against their defense? Hear the same thing now. Oh, they can rush the pass. Remember, they led the NFL in sacks when the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. You know who was number 2?
Yeah.
Kansas City. You know what shirts the Chiefs wore at the parade, the linemen?
0 sacks.
0 sacks.
Yeah. The only thing I will say, and I know we got plenty of time to talk about it, is this is the best offensive line they will see. By far, yes. I will say Eagles have the best offensive line.
And they will tush-push the hell out of things.
Yeah, it's more like you're trying to hold them to – you want to make sure you don't get them to third and twos. If they get to third and two, they're going to do a tush-push. two plays in a row, they're going to tush push you. The other thing about
and the Chiefs did stop the tush push, whether you want to believe it or not, that he got it or not. I know in Buffalo and around the NFL, they don't think that he got it. I don't think he got it. Fesco says someone texting from a television producer deal watched 40 different angles. He didn't get it. Well, the Chiefs did their best against that put tush push, and Josh Allen's not easy to bring down, but they did.
And I'll say this, and you could disagree with me, Bink, if you want, but if they said it was a first down, I don't think they're overturning it if you challenge that. I think it was it was like, hey, listen, we don't have enough evidence to overturn it.
And I think people are forgetting, too, that there's a challenge play by Buffalo where Kansas City had already run a play. The rule is if you run a play, you can't challenge it. But they did, but no one talks about it.
Well, you could see the side referee or official say, hey, they're throwing a challenge and no one stopped it. I think
they still ran a play.
I think it's kind of like what happened a couple years ago when the Bengals, when we got that redo of a play where you don't hear it because of the crowd. It's something, you know, but the it's going to be like you have to stop them for three downs or two downs, I should say, because if you get to third and short, they're going to tush push back to back. And the other thing about the Eagles is they tush push. They sometimes do a hard count. The Bills never hard counted. That was the whole problem I had with the Bills.
That is the brotherly shove.
Sorry. Brotherly shove. The brotherly shove. They will hard count it. The Bills never really hard count at all, except that one time out of the 2 minute, I think it was the 2 minute warning or after the timeout. I thought it was, I couldn't believe they weren't hard counting because Chris Jones was getting to the snap. He was jumping the snap.
The tush push is extremely aggravating, but extremely effective. But, man, I love when I see teams, and I've seen a lot of teams in college football do this, where they'll line up for the tush push, then run to the outside because it's wide open. Because everybody's selling out to stop the tush push.
The Eagles have started to do it, too.
They've done it. You know when you do it? You do it on third down, man. That way you still get the fourth down. Like, you do it on third down like that if you're third and one. You do it, and you maybe push to the outside. That's what I'd do if I was calling plays, and I'd push it to the outside. You know what? And then I would do it. And then if they don't get it, guess what? You get a fourth down play. And then you can run your traditional push. But I would line up to do it and not do it. And I'd have a trick play that I'd run. And then if it didn't work, fourth down, you run the tush push.
I would run almost like a fade route, go route, because you probably have the safeties coming in down because you see a tush push lineup.
Yeah. I've got an idea the Chiefs can do on third and one or fourth and one just for this one game. Just for the one game. And I'll bring that up in a little bit. But the Chiefs got a few of those plays actually from another team, another rival, if they ran against the Bills. We'll discuss that next. Welcome back, Jay Binkley, JT Noah. You know, Joe Tooney had the best pass rush against in Pro Football Focus for this championship game weekend, right? What an unbelievable job he's done. I've never been a big advocate, and, you know, it took Reed a while to want to put him at left tackle for a reason. I know it seems like the simple solution, but he has 32 and a quarter inch arms, right? I know this is geeky, but Andy Reid has consistently had guys 34 and a quarter inch length arms at left tackle. I know it sounds like I'm getting down the weeds, but that's just facts and what he does. And it took him a while, but he's doing a job. He's doing a great job. Like Joe Tooney going at the left tackle, you don't change that. Some guys got that championship DNA, man, and he's got it. He is the first guy in NFL history to start three straight years in the Super Bowl, which he did with the Patriots. So unbelievable.
I got a question for you since we're on Joe Tooney's talk. Would you be upset if he moved Joe Tooney back into guard with Carter being on the inside for the Eagles? Because I feel like Carter could take advantage of Caliendo on the inside.
I wouldn't do it at this point, no. I'd dance with what you got. They've been moving the ball. They've been playing better offense. I'd keep Tooney exactly where he's at. Now, it wouldn't be a long-term answer. It may be if you upgrade guard, if you think Kingsley can be that guy at guard. You know, the weird thing, you know, Andrew Wiley and Allegretti they had.
Oh, yeah.
They both started for Washington.
Yeah, and Allegretti got pancaked a couple times by Carter. Poor guy.
He did. He was all over him. Did you know a couple of those plays? Do you remember a couple of those plays that were highlighted the Chiefs ran? They did that fluke. You heard Mitch Holtus in that the promo going into out of a break where he's talking about the flip bone, where they put the two tight ends and the running back behind it, but they flipped the wishbone. According to AZ Sports, they got that for the Baltimore Ravens. So you might notice the Chiefs ran that counter red option play out of the 12 personnel that they like to do over the Bills. The two plays resulted in touchdowns. Dan Orlovsky highlights this, actually. And, yes, there's a lot of things Dan Orlovsky says that I don't like. But I do agree with this one. But this new formation, the Chiefs went and they dug a lot of what the Rams, the Lions, and the Ravens did the first time they played the Bills. Looked at what was successful and did it That's what good teams do. Here was Orlovsky. He said he was even blown away. He saw new things from the Chiefs that he didn't see before. Even Greg Russo, the pass rusher, outstanding pass rusher for the Bills. Did you hear what he had to say about it?
I did not.
He said that he hadn't seen it before. He said the Chiefs were running things that he hadn't seen.
Like he said he'd never seen the run by Patrick Mahomes. And we had a caller, Andrew. He was asking, do you think it was a design keeper? Did Mahomes just keep it on his own?
Yeah, Greg Russo said, he told Go Long TD's Tyler Dunn, he told him, he says, I didn't see any of that in the breakdowns I watched. That's good. That's good that you're not seeing your breakdowns. And you know what? Philly's probably going to get some things they've never seen either.
Yeah, I tell you.
It's why the hot dog play worked against them.
When I talked about my show, I have a show on 1660 every Saturday morning from 11 to 12. I was saying Spags on the defensive side felt very vanilla on the first game. He didn't want to show his hand or car too often. And he was okay with that because he knew they would see him down the line. And lo and behold, they saw him and he played his cards the right way.
Here's Orlovsky on ESPN about that breakdown.
So for one of the most creative offenses that we have in the NFL, they also ran plays I've never seen them run before. Yeah. Both those red zone touchdown runs, I've actually never seen Kansas City run before. This is that diamond backfield, double tight ends, one back. Safety walks down to the right, nickel walks down to the left. This is the first touchdown. You're going to pull the right guard and right tackle, but the tight ends go all the way across. Now you get the counter run. This time they hand it off, but look at three players from Buffalo's defense are following those tight ends and Patrick Mahomes. That leaves only one backside. That's how you get that touchdown early on for Kareem Hunt. A little bit later in the game, they get into the same formation. The defense matches it the same way. Safety down to the right, nickel down to the left. Same pull, right guard and right tackle. Same action by the tight ends. Now look at that second level of Buffalo's defense. This time they follow Kareem Hunt. And only one person goes to the perimeter at the bottom of the screen. Patrick keeps it, and there's that almost walk-in touchdown because they got lead blockers. I have never seen Kansas City run this offensive play before, and it seems like they saved it for the very...
And neither did the Bills. And this is why they're good, because they outsmart you. Coming up next, though, there's something I'd like to see on 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1. I'm curious if you agree with me, GT, or not on this premises. I might have brought it up earlier in the season, too. See if I'm crazy or not. Phone line 913-586-7965 if you want to talk about the Super Bowl or the Chiefs' performances so far and your comfort level in the Kansas City Chiefs. Give us a call, 913-586-7965. But maybe a play they should run in the Super Bowl. We discuss that next.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.